Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. It's Tuesday.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday. Like usual. That's that.
It is. It's ready, though. I feel like I actually sat outside last night for a while and did some working. And
I saw that with your big, cute belly.
Right? And I had a couple people message me. They're like, yeah, it's totally like fall weather out there. I'm like, okay, I get it. It's not that cool, but it's Reading, and if there's a breeze and it's a little shady, it's not that bad.
No, it's not even that bad today, honestly.
Yeah. Not even bad at all. But welcome to the show, you guys. I'm Haley Clandenning.
I'm Maurice Brown.
And I'm Sarah Chapin.
Yay! And we are going to sit down tonight with Michelle Madrigal. I'm so excited to see you.
I'm so excited to see all of you.
I know.
Guys.
It's been too long. I know.
Right?
You are. And it's been like entirely too long.
Yeah. I took a little bit of a break from, well, all kinds of things.
Well, you've been busy. You're focused. I feel like you've been really, really focused.
Well, I kind of concentrated some of my energy into a new project, and I'm at the point now where I'm like, okay, cool. That project is really well. I feel like I'm in a very good spot with it. And now it's time to start bringing in other things, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You got to kind of, you know, fluff feels like the weird word to use, but whatever. You've got to like reintegrate some of the other things that make you happy and passionate when you get to that comfortable spot with other stuff flowing.
Well, variety is the spice of life.
That's what they say. Do you have any new tattoos?
I do.
I was going to say, I feel like you do.
The brave and the turtle with the yin-yang. The brave is from a postcard that I found. Originally, it came from Burning Man. My husband and I used to be burners. And
hell yeah.
Yeah. So, and it just magically appeared in my driveway one day. And I'm like, oh, hi, I get the message. Okay.
In the driveway?
Yeah.
Okay, it definitely wanted to be seen.
Uh-huh. And then the turtle is just because, well, I need to learn to slow down in order to yin-yang.
Wise words. Wise words.
Heck yeah. That probably, well, we're going to dive into all of that because, like I said, you've been a busy woman.
Yeah.
And you've been to Hawaii, too.
A few times,
A couple of times.
Yeah.
So you're getting in touch with your Hawaii vibes as well.
Oh, absolutely.
That's so amazing.
I like senior pictures.
It's so fun.
I was looking for her episode, if anybody wants to cross-reference. It's season 2, episode 2.
Yes.
With Michelle.
Yes, I was just going to say, we are kind of not, I mean, we're going to do a very brief little, you know, bio with you, because you have a lot of history to talk about. But if you guys definitely want to get to know Michelle a little bit better and more of her story, check out that episode as well, because we have sat down with her before, and it was delightful.
So fun.
Back when I could drink champagne.
It's always fun when you're around, like, Michelle.
We'll have a champagne party.
Oh, I'm already like, is that allowed in the delivery room after babies come out? Is that a no-no?
It would be in mine.
Yeah, it's allowed.
Like,
it would be in mine.
I'm ready.
Yeah.
But yes, Michelle is pretty amazing, you guys. She's the creator of Fiercely Fresh Life. Among other things, I'm going to give you just a really quick rundown really quick. She's an integrative empowerment coach, a master practitioner and trainer of NLP, MER, and hypnosis, and a level 4 HUNA practitioner, as well as a breakthrough and shadow coach.
Yes.
Did I miss anything? Because, like, there probably could be something else.
Well, my number one job is mom.
True. Mom to 2 amazing boys.
Aww. Yeah.
They've got personality, by the way.
Ooh, a big personality.
Gee, just I wonder like where you. They get it. I was going to say.
No idea.
Come by naturally, huh? just a little. So let's, before we get into, we've got a little time before our first commercial break, but give us a brief history. You, like I said, you've been through a lot. I want to know a little bit of where you're from, how you got here to Reading, and whatever you feel comfortable sharing with us about kind of how you're, where you're at today a bit.
Oh, I'm an open book, because my belief is, if you can't be open and stand in your truth and be confident in yourself, then how are you supposed to shine your light? How are you supposed to be that beacon, that lighthouse for others to be able to have the courage to do that themselves? So I have to walk my walk and talk my talk.
I already know I'm going to do a lot of listening today.
I know.
Just right there. I'm like, my lip's going to be shut.
I love her.
Anyway,
she's
I'm sorry.
Real deal.
Magical sounds magical. So.
Right? Every time I say that, I think of that, actually. I think of, like, magical. I don't. And
totally,
no, it
you guys.
For me, so.
Well, I was called a leprechaun in high school quite a bit, so. You know.
I love it.
It's actually quite a compliment. People think
I
that they're clever,
so.
But, you know. That's
I'm like,
cool
hey, the gold's all mine, baby.
Heck yeah.
I'm the I get to eat
one.
The marshmallows.
I love it.
So, yeah. Goodness. Well, it all started... No, I'm just kidding. Way back in 1975. No, just kidding. You know, we all go through different things in life. It's how we get to where we are. You know, the different experiences that we have in life. And my one experience that really kind of, I feel like, set the ball rolling for me again was in 2008. Yes, 2008. When I got fired from my job as a paramedic, I lost my job after a series of events and I ended up losing my license. And that devastated me because there were some untruths that were told that led to this. And at the same time, I didn't take responsibility for my part in the entire situation. I didn't know that at the time, of course, but that's what kind of set it in, you know, the ball rolling, like I said. And I tried to make the best of it. So my husband, he was a registered nurse. I didn't have to work.
Right.
That's when we decided to start our family. So son number one comes along, son number two comes along, and then October 6th, 2011, excuse me, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it was like, oh, God, okay, what does this mean? Then 6 weeks later, I found my husband deceased in the bathroom.
Hmm.
At that point, I just kind of said some not so nice words.
Mm-hmm.
And I threw my arms up in the air, waved the white flag, and said, I am obviously not doing this life thing very well, because if all of this stuff keeps happening, I don't know what to do. I'm someone take over.
I don't know how you function.
Yeah.
I would have literally been like,
done.
Okay.
Out.
Autopilot. I straight up went on autopilot for a few years. I did everything that I was told as far as treatments go. Would I do the same treatments now? No, but I'm also not the same person I am now that I was then. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you live and you learn.
When you're here.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Thank God for that.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's all of those things have happened so that I could heal the deepest wounds that have followed me my entire life from past lives. If you're, you know, someone who believes in that or not, I know that I brought some stuff with me from somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's been an interesting journey and it's definitely not been easy. But it is what it is, and we learn what we need to learn and move on.
That was the fastest 15 minutes ever.
Well, and that was, like, the most condensed.
Yeah.
I feel like we could have a whole show just talking about
just straight went out of the gate here, Michelle.
Through.
Right.
Because that's some heavy stuff,
mm-hmm.
man. So, anyways, it almost makes me speechless because it's like a lot of people wouldn't be able to recover from such mm-hmm. things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? Especially so close together. So
yeah.
Anyways, we are about to hit our first commercial break. So we definitely want to mention our amazing sponsors. We thank you guys so much for making this show happen. Without you, we would not be here.
Yes. Thank you, ladies. Thanks, Linda Lingo, financial coach. Linda inspires and guides women to clarity and confidence in their finances. Sarah Beck with Legal Shield. She offers affordable access to attorneys on top of the state, as well as identity theft. A Jesse Baldwin certified health coach. Free health coaching with Jesse. Call her 530-355-5929. Bargain Books and More, located 836 Butte Street. And just love that place. I've been there finally.
It's so fun. Our last vision development meeting was there, right?
Yes.
Last week. So.
Yes.
I'm so bummed I couldn't make it.
So many hidden treasures there, you guys. You gotta go visit her. Everbloom Skincare at 660A Azalea Avenue. Results driven facials at Natural Acne Clinic Botanical Based Non-Toxic Skincare.
I need to get a facial. Just saying. Especially
I'm getting mine on Saturday.
Same.
Ooh, what? You're both going in?
We realize we're both
different times.
Leaving us out of a girl date. Anyways, right. We will be back here shortly on KCNR with the Women of Vision show.
Working from home? Conference calls?
You're still on mute, John.
With everything we have going on right now, it's never been more important to get the sleep we need. Quality sleep is a natural immune booster, and only the Sleep Number 360 smart bed senses your movements and automatically adjusts your comfort and support on both sides. Your Sleep Number setting. So, all those other things we're doing to stay healthy and happy, well, they'll work better too. Save 25% on the Sleep Number 360 C4 smart bed with any smart adjustable base. Plus, special financing on all smart beds ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenning.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane and Shasta Tanks. Because of the probability of our power being shut off during wind events or fires, many people are installing standby generators. Shasta Gas is now selling standby generators with propane tanks so that you will have home power during these outages. Give us a call at 365-3793 to get a quote on a generator and tank installation. That number again is 365-3793.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
At a time when organizations upholding traditional views of marriage are increasingly under attack, President Trump has just signed an executive order that strengthens our nation's foster care system by calling on states and cities to partner with faith-based and other private charities.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We're having fun on the commercial break, just so you guys know. It's been too long since we got to see our good friend Michelle Madrigal.
Totally.
It's been too long.
The creator of Fiercely Fresh Life.
I stopped DMing her to come and visit us.
It was just the right time.
Yeah.
It just had to be the right time.
Yeah.
But she is amazing, you guys. She is an empowerment coach, among many other things. I'm going to just kind of not give the spiel again, and we'll talk about each one of those because they are, I'm sure, very interconnected, but also very different in how each one works.
For sure.
And you've got a lot of, like, certifications and stuff.
It looks like it, but, you know, it's where my heart is. Pieces of paper don't matter to me. I mean, I've got a, you know, well, it's probably up to $50,000 at this point, but, you know, bachelor's degree hanging somewhere in a closet, and I don't use it. But the education that I've gotten since college, from life and the trainings that I've been to for personal growth and development, those are the things that have really got me where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
And it's so cool.
Yeah. So we were talking a bit about, it was a very condensed version, you guys, of what you've kind of experienced. And it's a lot. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of trauma and a lot of things to go through. And I'm just really curious because of some of that, like I was saying, some people don't come back from things like that. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So how I'm really curious about how did you break through some of that? You know what I mean? I mean,
mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting this question because I keep hearing over and over again, different times throughout my life where people are like, oh my God, you're so strong. You're so strong. And for the longest time, I'm like, you people, you don't know what you're talking about. Do you not see this, what's in front of you? How do you say I'm so strong? I am barely holding it together. And it was finally when I just kind of surrendered and said, okay, please lead me. Please lead me wherever it is that I need to go. And that's when I remember I was sitting out of my back patio out by my pool. The boys were playing and I was like, I need to, there's more to life than just these four walls. There's more to life than that I want to show my boys. So what do I need to do? And therapy was the first thing. So I was like, okay, that's where I need to go first. So I did. I started seeing a therapist here in town. She's amazing, totally phenomenal. And I used different techniques with her. EMDR was one that was really powerful.
Okay. I don't mean to interrupt you, but yeah. I am curious how you chose your therapist kind of and what.
Ah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, because there's a lot. I mean, yeah. There's a mm-hmm. lot of different types of therapies. There's a lot of different people who believe in different things. So I'm just curious kind of what led you to what direction that you went to and
intuition.
What, yeah.
Intuition. That has been the number one thing. Connection to self. And I don't mean self as in like myself. I mean self as in capital S. You know, Carl Jung refers to it as the capital S self. And it's that self, that higher power that you're connected to that guides you. And when you start listening, amazing things can happen. So I just intuitively, you know, picked this one therapist, and interestingly enough, I saw her twice, and then she had to leave town, and I started seeing one of her coworkers or
colleagues.
Yes, thank you. And her and I were an even better fit.
Oh, how funny!
I loved the first therapist; she was amazing. But then the second one came along, and it was like, oh, this just feels so good. This just feels so right. And it just kept going from there. And then I started doing trainings and really kind of learning how to communicate with my unconscious mind and what my unconscious mind was. And, you know, kind of going from there and like learning what is this self with a capital S? What is that? And it's just kind of gone through. I've gone through all the trainings for the company that I work for, and that's one reason I've gone on board to work with them and for them, because it's just amazing what happens when you connect to yourself.
Well, I think it's just amazing, too, like how you approach your healing or getting past, not past, but, you know, dealing with what's happened.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did you not give up on your voice, because like Haley said, some people don't recover from that. Mm-hmm. Even if they had their kids to say, oh, my boys were like, my kids were the one that helped me. For some people, that's not the case.
Oh, so, definitely.
But yeah, this was the journey to this healing and using that practice, that whatever it is that, mm-hmm. you know, the journey to self. That's an interesting.
I
want to know more about that.
I've known that there was some sort of disconnect. And what kept me connected was my boys, because there was no way I could leave them completely parentless.
Right. So that's mm-hmm. what kind of like,
oh yeah.
Like even though I'm feeling this like depth of mm-hmm. despair type of stuff, like mm-hmm. you have to still be able to move forward to be there for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And show them that no matter how far down you go, you can come back up. You can.
Yeah.
It might not be easy, but mm-hmm. you, every single day that you wake up, when your eyes open, you've got a choice. Do I stay in bed or do I get my butt up? And even if it's like, okay, I'm going to move to the couch today.
Mm-hmm.
Yay, that's an accomplishment. Right on. Because some days that's all I could muster.
Yeah.
I got out of bed and I went to the couch.
Yeah. That's,
and that was good enough.
Yeah.
What type of things did you guys work on? I mean, with, if you don't mind me asking, because I know that that's a lot of confidential stuff, but like, what did you practice with your therapist that kind of helped you have that connection with self, bring that all kind of full circle to, and also mixing all these questions in together, but like, I'm just curious, at what point along that road did you decide that this is what you want to do to help other people?
Yeah, it got when I started with my therapist, like most therapists, it's talk therapy and, you know, learning to make change and whatnot, doing different behaviors, things like that. And that can be a real challenge in and of itself.
Mm-hmm.
We did, like I said, EMDR, and that's,
which is
eye movement desensitization rehearsal or something to that effect, but it's that's not one of the areas that I've studied, but it's a way to kind of like connect the conscious and unconscious.
Okay.
And kind of get them to play nice. And that's kind of what I needed, but like, I didn't have an understanding of the unconscious mind, and that started things for me. And I was like, oh, like, 98% of everything that we do is unconscious.
Mm.
And so it's like,
it's so crazy.
Why not learn how to communicate with your unconscious mind so that the changes that you want to make last versus just, okay, 28-day challenge, I'm going to eat nothing but kale for 28 days and see what happens. And
well, there's a big difference between having self-awareness and then actually mm-hmm. being able to put that to work.
Why are you laughing?
The kale comment got her.
Yeah. I was like, kale, and then Shaw told me and started laughing.
It's called peripheral vision.
But it's true. I feel like there's a lot of people who are very self-aware, mm-hmm. or they understand kind of their patterns or things that happen, and they're like, oh, yes, no, I see this. But mm-hmm. but making the shift to understand maybe why you do mm-hmm. it, or how to actually change that pattern mm-hmm. or behavior, that's like a whole nother...
Exactly.
Whole nother step.
It's like there's a time to pay attention to the why and a time to forget about the why and just go for it. You have to... There are certain things, if you want to create change, you do have to figure out the why do I do what I mm-hmm. know I don't want to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so, and then you probably got to just let it go, though.
Yes, that's where MER comes in.
Okay.
And Huna.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. This stuff excites me, you guys. Yes. Because this is my
me
little
too,
psychology
actually, I'm like,
self.
That's we only like, have
what? Tell me more. Anyways, we do have another commercial break about to hit. So we do want to mention a few more of our amazing sponsors. Thank you guys for making this show happen and bringing amazing guests like Michelle to our show.
Yeah. And remember, these ladies are all local here to Reading, and just super grateful for everybody to support us. Deborah Mitchell with Oils for Young and Healthy Living, Michelle Lane Coaching, Transformational Facilitator for Elevate Workshops and Retreats for Women, Lit from Within, 2449 Athens Avenue, Organic Spray Tanning, Infrared Sauna, Light Therapy, Natural Teeth Whitening, Yoga, Fitness, Pilates, and more. Bev Gray with Zervita, she offers a very nutritious drink. All fired up at 1796 Churn Creek Road. She offers pottery, painting, life casting, board art, clay prints, clay infused glass workshops, and more.
It's a lot of amazing stuff to tap into.
Support local people.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I, speaking of Bev and Zervita, I couldn't drink it because I'm pregnant, mm-hmm. but I gave one to my coworker, and she was like, Bev, you need to reach out to her.
Yes.
Or Maggie, you need to reach out to Bev, because she was like, this stuff is amazing. She's a mom of boys, too, so she could probably use the energy. So just had to mention that. But definitely find a way to support local, you guys. Reach out to these amazing ladies and see what you can do to support them and make yourself feel good.
Yes.
That's the main thing, too.
All of these are like self-care stuff.
Totally. We will be back here shortly on the Women of Vision show here on KCNR.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of Rivercom Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. And we are sitting down talking with Michelle Madrigal this evening, and she is just quite an incredible lady, has an amazing life story, and also is just, I'm very curious to hear a little bit more about what it is that you do specifically and kind of the different facets to it all, and how they differ and and correlate.
Of course.
I'm sure
they
do.
Well, like I said, I started a new venture of, you know, working full time for the training company that I've done most of my trainings with.
Which, before you get started, sorry, I'm all how did you choose them? Why the? Because there's a lot of different coaching and like therapies and different things that you can choose from. So I am very curious what. I mean, other than intuition, that made
connectedness.
made you choose that path and where you decided to begin with.
Absolutely. Well, first I went through Breakthrough Shadow coaching training at the Ford Institute. That was just kind of where I was led when I kind of, you know, was sitting on my back porch by my pool. One thing led to another, and I was introduced to the Ford Institute and I did Breakthrough Shadow coaching. During that program, I met a woman there who's absolutely amazing. And her and I, we just connected, like, right away. And she kind of went her way, and I went my way. She went to this company that I now work for, and I went and did a few other things. And then we reconnected, and she was like, you need to learn NLP. You need to learn a little bit more about this and like, how to talk to your unconscious mind, how to communicate with it, how to work with it, how to get it to work for you instead of against you. And I was like, okay. And a lot of stuff that she was talking about kind of resonated with what we had gone through in the breakthrough shadow coaching stuff.
Right. And probably with the therapy that you had already done, kind of mm-hmm. with the whole speaking with your unconscious and kind of learning yeah. some of those things. So what yeah. exactly is NLP? What does that
So NLP is neuro-linguistic programming. Neuro being, you know, neurons and nerves, your physiology, your body. I like to think of it as the physical side of things.
Okay.
Linguistics is all about language and right. how to use positive languaging to get where you want to go. I mean, so many times somebody's like, oh, well, what do you want in life? Oh, well, I don't mm-hmm. want this and I don't want that. And I say, okay, great. So what do you want? Let's state this in the positive and figure that out. So linguistics is all about language and how to use language to effectively communicate, whether it's your unconscious mind or someone else's unconscious mind, to have a positive impact.
Okay.
You know, the media and politicians and entertainers, there's a lot of people who use NLP.
I always say words are powerful.
Oh, yes, they are. And, you know, it's not always used for the greater good. So, I mean, just turn on the TV and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Why we don't watch it.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly.
I don't.
But then the P is programming. You know, we are programmed from the minute we come out of mommy's belly. Carter or okay. Hendrix, we haven't figured out yet. But he's coming.
I know.
And ooh. What better way to be able to positively program some of the things that we do in life mm-hmm. than to unprogram or reprogram the things that have been installed into us on the unconscious level. So, you know, all learning behavior and change occur on the unconscious level. If you want to create change that lasts, you've got to go into the unconscious and release the baggage and get rid of the stuff that has been programmed in there from when you were a kid. Your values, the way you think, your thought process, it all comes from our family. None of it's malicious, and I'm not saying it's good or bad.
Right.
It is what it is. And if it's not working, keeping you stuck, if it's keeping you where you don't want to be or from getting those things that you do want, reprogram it.
So those programs, do they show you how to find out your baggage? Oh. What if, like, you're so unconscious or unaware
that
you don't know your baggage?
That's the thing is, when the baggage is ready to be released, it mm-hmm. will pop up.
Mm.
Your baggage, a good way to know if you have baggage or not is look at the situation that you're in
mm-hmm.
and is your reaction to the situation in proportion to the situation? Like, are you freaking out because your kid spilled some milk or some water? Or are you just like, oh, that sucks. Okay, let's get a towel. Clean it up.
Yeah.
If you are completely losing it because your kid spilled something and, you know, you're yelling and you're screaming, that's typically going to be baggage.
I was going to say, how do you uncover that? Because I feel like our subconscious, too, is so good at hiding things from us and, like, mm-hmm. protecting
mm-hmm.
us from trauma mm-hmm. and things that have happened in our past that maybe sometimes, well, that's why it's your unconscious mind,
mm-hmm.
because you have put it so far back
mm-hmm.
that you don't even realize. You know what I mean? Like
yeah.
where it's coming from or what has maybe even happened.
Well, that's the thing is your unconscious mind, there's a job description for your unconscious mind. And that's one of the main things it does is it represses stuff, memories, repressed emotions, thoughts, beliefs. It represses that stuff to protect you because
right.
your unconscious mind is a 5-year-old little child who's like, oh, we can't have that. That's, oh gosh, you know, no, let's keep burying it.
Mm-hmm.
And yet it's probably the thing that's going to propel us forward the most. So we need to learn how to get into rapport with our unconscious mind. Again, it goes back to communicating, helping that 5-year-old little kid realize it is perfectly safe to handle what needs to be handled. When that when something happened in our childhood, we didn't have the tools to figure out how to, you know, deal with our emotions right then and there and the things that we were feeling and thinking. So let's bury it. But now that we're adults and we can make conscious choices, that's where it comes in handy to have your conscious mind and your unconscious mind play nicely with one another. Because when you set a goal, you do that with your conscious mind, but it's your unconscious mind that's going to help you get it. And when you're in rapport with your unconscious mind and you guys are like, hey, this is what we want, and the baggage is released, then you're unstoppable.
When
you're
absolutely
unstoppable.
Play nicely with each other, like harmonizing them, or
harmony, balance.
Are there like
whatever
a
label
cool
you want?
Technique, like give us like one little cool technique that we can go home to.
So there is one
that's
technique.
Practical.
There is one technique in NLP called mapping across, and it's basically what it is it's a technique that I can use with my clients that it helps you. No longer eat the thing that you want to, that you know you shouldn't be eating. Like for me, Doritos. Oh my God, I love Doritos. And if I map across Doritos, something that I absolutely love, to something that I just am completely repulsed by, then I no longer eat the Doritos. But the thing is you have to use the pictures that are in your mind, that are held in your unconscious mind, to be able to do the work. So if I think of Doritos, it's like, oh, I have this happy, you know, picture in my mind of, you know, being a kid and sucking the cheese off of your fingers and stuff, you know. Then if I think about grilled onions, it's like, ugh. And if I make the picture of Doritos that's in my mind look like the picture that's of the grilled onions, I no longer want the Doritos.
Hmm.
It's really fascinating.
So it's kind of, is it like tricking the mind or just kind of...
It's using the power of the mind to be able to create change on the outside. So it's changing on the inside so that it comes out, because we all project out everything that's on the inside. Why do you think the world is there for us? The world is there to reflect back to us the things that we need to either embrace or the things that we really need to look at and be like, oh, maybe I need to look at that.
Yeah.
And deal with it.
I was actually reading a book recently, and I mean, it had nothing to, I don't know if it's the same, but it almost sounds the same. Like, yeah, just the power of not just positive thinking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it's a story about like a husband and wife and how the wife likes to nag, but she wants to make a difference and really not nag anymore. So instead of like thinking that her husband is this and that, like complaining in her head, she's replacing it with, you know, gratitude or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very similar. Mm-hmm. It's using the internal to help change behaviors.
The neuroplasticity in our brains are pretty amazing. You can totally rewire your thought processes, which is incredible to think about.
Oh, I don't think the same as I did, you know, 5 years ago.
It just takes so much discipline.
It does, but honestly, anyways, we have to hit another commercial break. So,
it's come our up to last
us. Stop
one.
Us now. I know. I'm like, we need 3 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
Anyways, we do have a few more of our wonderful sponsors to mention. Thank you, guys.
Yes. Thank you, Dana Grant, Master Intuitive Life Coach. She's having her freedom. Mastermind right now. I'm like completely forgot about that. Reliefs Trading, 100% USDA certified organic hemp grown at Whole Circle Farms in Oregon. They have their signature deep freeze pain relief spray that works like a charm, you guys. World Financial Group, Max Mallory, Life and Health Insurance Agent, Bohem Salon and Spa, 961 Dana Drive, Suite 130. And last but not least, our magical unicorn, Sarah Marie Spectrum. She helps you find the magic in you through her creative photography and videography.
Yes, she does.
Yes, you're quite amazing. I was actually talking about you today, too, to one of my coworkers who wants to do a mermaid shoot. So.
Ooh.
Send them my way.
I know. I'm like, I know somebody who can do this for you. She's a magical unicorn.
You're probably like, you do? What?
Yeah, no, I showed her your photos, too, and she was like, So I've got info for you.
Okay, cool.
She's amazing, you guys. But we will be back here shortly on KCNR with the Women of Vision show.
Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women, locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique ability. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Orchard Nutrition Center has exclusive special offers now through the 4th of July. We carry organic, non-GMO, and clean, healthy products, and we're working to keep our community safe. We offer contactless shopping, social distancing, and we're sanitizing. Our staff, which includes certified nutritionists, take pride in helping you make informed product choices. We look forward to continuing to serve your family for many more years to come. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
This is Ted Leidy with the Northern Firearms Instruction Personal Protection Tip of the Day. If you have the ability to park in a garage or carport, do it. Criminals identify dark streets and alleys to target unsuspecting victims who are distracted with loading or unloading packages or children. Another important part of your personal protection plan may be the use of a firearm. If that's the case, give us a call at NFI at 999-1822 or to find and register for one of our popular CCW or other firearm safety courses, visit us online at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Women of Vision show here on KCNR. We are obviously enjoying our little
commercial break.
Yeah.
And we're not sharing what we're talking about.
No. No, we're not. That's why it's a fun commercial break. Just between us.
Just girls.
But we are sitting down with Michelle Madrigal this evening, talking a little bit about all of the different practices and coaching techniques that she can use with you guys. I feel like I need to come talk to you. Like, I feel pretty solid, but I'm like, you just make me want to learn and learn more about myself.
There's always more to learn.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm, and I feel like it's our last segment, so we've got to kind of like move quickly, but I want to know a little bit about the different techniques that you use really quick. Mm-hmm. And I know you've been doing your HUNA.
Yeah.
Has been a big focus for you recently.
Big time.
So give us a little bit more other than just the unconscious and the NLP mm-hmm. that we were talking about that you also utilize when people come to you for coaching. And
yeah. Well, HUNA is the ancient Hawaiian tradition and belief system of empowerment. and like how the universe works. So the unconscious mind is kind of in there in the mix. But it's studying energy, the elements, using air, fire, water, earth to just bring it all together and using the energy of those elements to empower yourself. Ground, you know, if you're feeling too grounded, use a little bit of air to kind of help bring yourself up a little bit. If you are feeling a little bit cloudy, you maybe want to bring in some water and, you know, kind of help flush some things out and just be like, okay, cool, I'm going to calm and like slow myself down. And then I have a lot of fire energy anyways.
Yes,
you know.
Girl. So I feel you.
It's like, oh, goodness. So that one is one that I need to learn to bring down a little bit. So I do a lot of grounding stuff because I am kind of intense and whatnot. So it's learning how to use energy to stay connected in any given moment and empower myself, my clients. There are different techniques that have been used in the ancient Hawaiian traditions that help release baggage, which has been so cool because I've learned the like cognitive brain side of things with NLP and MER, mental and emotional release. That's based on timeline therapy.
Okay.
But then there's also the HUNA side of things that I do, the energy side of things where I bring in the energy of the universe. I bring in the energy that I know I am connected to help my clients be able to release whatever they're holding on to. And I've been studying HUNA now since September of 2018, and it's just gotten deeper and deeper and deeper, and it's just been so amazing.
Where do you go to study? You get to go to the location, right?
Oh, I go to Kona every 6 months.
Yeah, how horrible.
It's tough. Darn. I got to take one for the team. Yeah. Every 6 months Kona. I go to.
I almost want to just study that just to do that. An excuse, you know, like yeah. being productive in yeah. a vacation setting.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's and learning about yourself.
I'll just come yeah. be your note taker. Yeah. How about that?
Well, I took my boys a couple of trips ago, and I took my best friend with me. I'm like, hey, I want to take the boys to Hawaii. You want to come be my nanny? She's like, what the heck kind of question is that? She's like, a nanny in Hawaii? Sure.
I'm in. Let's go. Right? Throw some life jackets on them. They're fine. Give me another cocktail.
Here's a boogie board, buddy.
But that's amazing. So, yeah, that's so cool that they're still implementing their ancient
technique. I love that they do it too at on Kona,
yeah,
in Hilo, because my sister went to school in Hilo,
right?
So, and I've been to a couple of the other islands, and they're amazing as well. But I do feel like there's a more of a deep connection mm-hmm. to the ancient Hawaiian culture.
Oh yeah,
in Hilo and Kona, and the way yeah. that the people still, I don't know, the way they interact with you is different.
Totally, and it's just it's all about energy. We're all energy, anyways. I mean, I know that many of you have heard, and I'm sure the listeners and whatnot have heard, but we are made of stars. We are all connected. We are all energy. It's just put together in different ways. Mm-hmm. And when we learn how to utilize that energy, it's pretty cool what happens.
It's pretty neat, too, that you have a way to kind of connect the brainy side of it all, mm-hmm. but also with, like you said, just the kind of guttural, just like who we mm-hmm. are, like just that energy, and combine them together to, you probably can touch a lot of people. Do you notice that helps with your clientele?
Oh, definitely.
That you have, or are they very different?
I do have some who are very,
like analytical or
yes,
just very.
Yes. I wanted to say right brain, but you know, very in their head about things, and they want to do the mental and emotional release. They want to do the timeline therapy. And then there's others that are just like, just shoot me with energy. And I'm like, ah! You know, and it's pretty awesome. And I'm like, I can do both. Here we go.
Oh, wow.
My left hand or my right hand?
I know, right? Well, my right hand is my sending hand. So it's like, here you go.
Oh my God, I yeah. love it.
The what, Sarah?
Yeah. I'm very Star Wars. She's like, ah. I was like,
the God. Force is real, the you force. Guys.
That wasn't just a movie.
I know, but you're here. That's funny. Okay.
Oh my God, I love it. Somewhere right in the middle of all of that. Give me both.
Absolutely.
Give me both. Yes. I need two hands.
Well, there are two sides to a coin. Dichotomies exist for a reason.
Yeah, absolutely. Gosh, she's got a lot to offer people.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say. Probably any kind of thing that you might, I don't know, that touches you or you connect with.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a lot in your toolkit.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. And I've got, I've had so much creative energy going lately that I'm coming up with new products, new programs. I do my one-on-one coaching. It's been a little while, but you know, right now it's a little bit challenging to meet in person. So mm-hmm. to do workshops is kind of like, and for me, I like the in-person thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Zooms and technology. And
well, and with energy too, like you said, it,
mm-hmm. you have to be able to feel it in person.
Yeah. Yeah.
So who would you say your ideal client would be or who's attracted to your forms of therapy or your program?
Well, really, anyone who is open. I typically work with women just because, like, I've had so much male energy in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I just feel like there just needs to be more stronger female energy that comes up. So I love working with women and helping women, you know, empower themselves. Anyone who has been through quote unquote trauma mm-hmm. or some sort of a life changing event, it doesn't have to be life or death or anything like mm-hmm. that. It doesn't have to be labeled as trauma, but you know, that's a subjective term anyways. But anyone who wants to make change and create lasting change, like they want to learn new things to change their behaviors, and they want to do it on a deep level, not just this, okay, well, I'm going to do this and, you know, write in my journal and, you know, read some books kind of a thing. It's like, we're going to get in there. We're going to get dirty. They don't call me Bulldog for nothing.
They call you Bulldog.
Yeah, that's my nickname is Bulldog. So I'm going to go in there and we're going to get it out.
Well, I think that whole release the baggage thing, I mean, like, mm-hmm. I find that very hard to do.
Yeah.
In my personal perspective.
Well, and we all have blind spots. Mm-hmm. So we don't necessarily see what we don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
Until we come across someone who is reflecting back to us that mm-hmm. which we need to see.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things that I have become so passionate about is doing my own work so that I can be that beacon, so that I can reflect back to my clients their greatness, their wholeness. Because that's, you know, we are all great and whole anyways.
We just have to remind ourselves again.
Exactly.
Totally. And each other. Positive talk and that.
And each other.
Creating those positive connections in your brain.
Mm-hmm.
So do you have any upcoming events or things that are going to be happening that we can look out for?
Actually, last week I ran my emotional awareness course.
Of course it was last week, right?
Yeah, it's all good. But I will probably be doing that again sometime soon. Like I said, I've got so much creative energy, just so many thoughts and ideas. I'm like, ooh, how can I put this and that together? Just, you know, you can follow me over at my over on my website, fiercelyfreshlife.com.
Gosh, we didn't even get to talk about that.
Fiercely Fresh Life.
Well, that's
life.
What you get when you work with me. You I'm get just, Fiercely Fresh
I know,
Life.
But I had so many questions about the name and where it came from.
We did our last one, so it's okay.
Yeah, that's true. Watch the other one. You'll see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're just going to need a part two.
Uh-huh. I'm three totally now. Down with that.
Part
absolutely.
Three now.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Duh.
Yeah, I'm on Facebook also, Fiercely Fresh Life with Michelle R. Madrigal. You'll probably find just Fiercely Fresh Life also. I got hacked a couple of weeks ago on Facebook, and I was like, you know, this might be a good time to create something new. So I started a new profile and a new page and was like, let's just
must have been nice.
Do the old one. Yeah, whatever.
At least it's a little fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Out with the old, in with the new. And like you said, you've got all this new energy, so it's probably a fresh perspective in some ways, too,
exactly.
to start with. So, and are you taking new clients right now? Are you, like, always taking new clients?
Yep. I really typically only take three at a time. I do have an open spot, so.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. So if you guys need to, reach out to her if I don't take the spot. I just feel like I want to talk to you more. So
you're in your socials too. You're on Instagram.
Instagram, Facebook. Fiercely Fresh Life. Facebook, Fiercely Fresh Life with Michelle R. Madrigal. You can find me, Michelle R. Madrigal. That's my new profile.
Okay.
Michelle R. Madrigal. Yes. Michelle R.
She's magical.
I'm telling you, Michelle's magical in your shirt.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us tonight, though. It just really blew by. You are
thanks for having me.
So thanks for coming in. I hope everyone has an absolutely wonderful Tuesday night. And we're
Women of Vision.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.